Alone with the Astronomer Ghosts by David Lee Summers. A domed white tower perches atop a rugged desert peak. Inside, a telescope stands ready to explore vast cosmic wastes along with the infrastructure to support the quest. Dark rooms, machine shops, electronics labs, even a kitchen and bedrooms. A pipe bursts, sending water into transformers. Turn of a handle and a cautious breaking of contacts renders the observatory dark, but not altogether silent. Air moves and ventilators rattle their response. Earth settles and walls groan their protests. Delicate instruments need care, even when the power is out. I must ascend 14 flights of stairs to the telescope, alone, in the dark, in a skyscraper, in the desert. A man once died in this place, head sheared off by 500 tons of rotating rooftop. Is the chill I feel a gust of wind or a wandering spirit? Feeling eyes upon me, I shine my light upward and see nothing. Does the astronomer wander the lonely corridors, ready to lecture me about realms more mysterious than star-dusted vacuum? It is said ghosts are not merely trapped souls, but residual emotions. In this place of Nobel Prize-winning discovery and the pain of careers thwarted by the whims of weather gods and electrical gremlins, I am haunted by yet more elusive ghosts. They speak to me in hushed whispers, pleased that the exploration of mysteries will resume in short order. I complete my chores and gladly descend the stairs. Opening the door, I hear the growl of a mountain lion, and a legion of ghosts grow silent and listens.